There are many passages in Scripture that affirm the happiness that there is in Christ and the happiness that comes through meditating on God's Word and clinging to God's promises. God's promises are true. We can count on them. We can take them to the bank, and that's what we need to do. And let's pray together. Father, we come to you realizing that many people in this listening audience are struggling. There are people whose spouses left them. There are people who are going through a divorce. There are people whose child has leukemia, people who are dying of cancer, or a close friend has betrayed them. They've lost their job. Lord, we lift these people up to you, and we thank you that your word does not call us to deny the reality of our present sufferings, but it does tell us that these present sufferings aren't worth being compared to the glory that will be revealed to us. And Lord, thank you too that you call us to rejoice here and now. You don't just tell us that one day we'll be happy, but meanwhile we've got to be miserable our lives here on earth. But instead, in the midst of difficulty, you have given us the means in Christ to rejoice, to contemplate his redemptive work and the depths of his love. And Scripture tells us nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. God, I pray that you touch every hurting person and any of those who don't know Jesus, we pray that they would turn to him, that you would do a work of grace in their hearts and draw them to yourself, and that they would experience in you the happiness that the world talks about, but ultimately does not experience and cannot offer because it's only found in you. We lift them up to you, Lord. We pray for your grace in their lives and in ours. In Jesus' name, amen.